Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Gridiron Gurus. I'm Travis Lazarczyk for the Kennebec Journal Morning Sentinel, alongside Bill Stewart, our sports editor. And we have a special guest this week. Joining us is Coney High School head coach B.L. Lippert. B.L., thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excellent. So listen, let's get right into the action here. Let's talk about a little PTCB on tap here. We'll start with you guys. Big game this weekend, Brunswick, right? It's a pretty tall order here.
Yeah. Brunswick-Coney's become a pretty good rivalry. They've got the better of us the last 2 years. We've struggled to stop them offensively, but I don't think we're alone in that. That's a pretty well-oiled machine they run down there, Coach Cooper and his staff. They just really, they run the ball right at you all night long, and that's a tall order for our defense. But, Coney-Brunswick, the crowd will be huge, and hopefully, we play with some enthusiasm, with some adrenaline, and see what we can do.
You're coming off a game against a Messalonski team that also runs the ball very well. Is that something that you can use as a scouting tool with your team?
Or? Yeah. In fact, we played Mount Blue, who's a wing T-based offense, Messalonski, right. Now Brunswick, and so we did okay week one. Week two, we really struggled the second half, as you saw, live and in color. And this week, maybe the best wing T, and maybe in the state, right. Brunswick has consistently put up 30, 40, 50 points a game, for the last, better part of a decade. So, but it does help us. Certainly some of the reads are the same for our guys. It's just a matter of sort of trusting your keys and trusting your eyes. But they get after you. They're huge up front, so that's something. They have better size than probably anybody we've seen. So it's an additional challenge for sure.
Yeah. Looking around your conference a little bit, what are some of the trends you've seen? I know it's only been 2 weeks, but what are some of the things you're picking up on this year, Bill?
Skowhegan's the team for me that I thought was primed and ready to make a run. They kind of reminded us of like a 2012 when we got the Eastern Maine final against Lawrence and then came up short. I thought that they were kind of at that same spot last year. They got to the Eastern Maine semis, had Brewer on the ropes there and lost late, so I thought this would be the year they vault, perhaps our state championship contender, and they look pretty good. Obviously, Garrett McSweeney's the real deal at quarterback, and they've got some skill guys. I know Cameron Barnes, a really good basketball kid, has come out to play this year as a junior, so they're a team that I think, is on the rise, and, we just saw Messalonski, and they really, got off the ball. They don't have a ton of size. They got a lot of really athletic players across the board. I thought defensively, they did a nice job getting pressure with just four guys and covered us pretty well. Jordan Roddy was able to get open a few times, but they did a nice job. So those two teams for me are the two that are kind of ascending, and there's a lot of us in the middle that are yet to be determined. Who gets those four, five, and six spots? And Brewer's the other one that doesn't get a lot of notoriety because they don't play this the most exciting brand of football. They really smash mouth and run ISO and power and counter, but it's really effective. They've beaten us 2 years in a row up there. And so that's a team that doesn't get a lot of attention, but they're really well coached. That coaching staff is hundreds of years I think of coaching experience added together, and they're doing a really nice job.
So is it really when you look at the league? Is it really Brunswick, Skowhegan top two, and then everyone else? And if so, is it a big gap?
I think you have to include Brewer in that mix.
Yeah, I guess. It's a little early, I think. I think Brunswick is kind of the perennial favorite in the league right now. They're just until they get knocked off in the playoffs. I know Messalonski seems to beat them every year in the regular season, but until somebody knocks them off in November from B East, I think they're probably the favorite. But like I said, I think Skowhegan's in the mix. And they do some things offensively that make you uncomfortable, like throwing the ball 20, 30, 40 times a game. Not many teams are prepared to defend that. And Brewer, I think, is there. And Messalonski, going into last week, I wasn't sure exactly where they fit. I know they run that wing tee well, and I thought both of those backs, Austin Pelletier and Colby Dexter, just run really hard. And they get on you really quickly, and you don't have a lot of time to make reads. And they'll throw the ball a little bit when they need to. Unfortunately, last week we only made them throw one pass. We intercepted it, but other than that, they came right
down. When you run for over 500 yards, throw?
Yeah, even I wouldn't throw, I think, in those circumstances. So that was a tough night for us. So those four probably, Lawrence, Mount Blue, us, Gardner's a better team. Nokomis is a better team. I don't know much about him. I've seen him a little bit on film there in the spread now with Coach Fred Lauer up there. So, I think there's a couple, really, really good teams, two or three that are on the verge, and then the rest of us that are kind of trying to battle it out and see as we get, into weeks three, four, and five.
It's always one of the more competitive leagues in the state.
Yeah.
And there's really no room for error here, especially moving forward. It's for this playoff chase. Any big slip-ups or little slip-ups could be the difference.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at, you know, 4-4, you're pretty safe to think you're going to get in. But, you know, maybe 3-5, depending on who you don't play and who doesn't play, you know, get into the Crabtree aspect of things. So, you know, you want to shoot for 4-4, you know to get in. But, you know, obviously, you know, 3-5 perhaps. So it's every Friday night. There's no cupcakes out there for us at this point. And, you know, we got to battle every Friday night.
Looking at some of the big games in the area this weekend, we'll start, you know, with the PTCB, where a game up in Farmington. We got Lawrence going to Mount Blue. Both teams are 0-2. You really don't want to start 0-3 in the PTCB this year, do you?
No, absolutely not. And I know, you know, the Lawrence coaching staff, you know, I talked to Kenny Lindelof, and obviously they open up with two really tough teams. We've said Skowhegan and Brunswick are two of the better ones. So they, you know, look at this stretch right here where they can maybe make some hay and get in the win column. And they're a talented team. We saw that week one, you know, playing Skowhegan as tough as they did. They're a two-point conversion away from maybe knocking them off week one. And they got some athletes. You know, and Braden Ballard's a really good quarterback. And they always have athletes on the defensive side of the ball. They're really fundamentally sound. And they come up with some schemes that really attack, you know, offensive weaknesses. So,
and you get them next week, right?
And we get them next week up there as well. So, yeah, we'll get this film of Lawrence Mount Blue. And both teams, you know, to be on the verge of 0-3, it's surprising. Because they're both, you know, quality teams. Just the schedule sort of works out that way sometimes. And Mount Blue was a little nicked up when they played us. I'm not sure if they're healthy yet, but they're a team too that's got, you know, Mikayo Thompson's a good fullback, and they've got some size up front. They've got two really good defensive ends in Hall and Everett. So, you know, they can pose some problems for a wing T type team because they get some pressure off the edge. So that'll be an interesting matchup up there. And, you know, unfortunately, loser goes to 0-3, and that's an uphill climb from there.
Yeah, I mean, you yourself were saying that. I mean, 3-5 is kind of iffy with playoffs. So the loser of this game is definitely going to have to win out to get any shot.
And Lawrence had a similar climb.
Yeah, when they started 0-4 last year, won 4 in a row, and got in.
Yeah, and got in. So, yeah, you know, that's the thing. Is we've sort of, you know, said that to our kids as well. You know, like if we're 3-0, we're 0-3, it's not over. You know, certainly there's points to be had out there. And I'm going to compete, and it's only an 8-game season, you know, and then, you know, there's a lot of big games out there. You know, obviously the rivalry games you look at, you know, Coney Brunswick, Coney Gardner, but every game matters. You know, even teams we haven't seen a lot, we've only played Hamden a handful of times, but that's a big game for us. You know, Brewers coming down for our homecoming, so it's just so many big games, and it's all packed into an 8-week season, and puts a little pressure on you.
Yeah. Big game in the Big Ten Conference this weekend is two undefeated teams, Mount Desert Island at Winslow. Both 2-0 in a rematch of a playoff game last year where MDI came down to Winslow, lost 21-0 after giving the Black Raiders probably their best regular season game up at Bar Harbor in the regular season.
Yeah, and weren't you saying that Coach Mike Savisky said this might be the toughest team he'll be facing this year? Of course, he says that almost about every
game. Yeah, he was saying, you know, reeling off no names, just numbers with Coach Savisky from walking at film. You know, number 5 is a great receiver, number 39 is a great fullback, and they do have a great fullback in Croy Albee, you know, big kind of bruiser. And if, you know, they can run that T offense that they like to do and just keep the ball away from Winslow's really strong offense, they have a shot. Mark Shields, the MDI coach, was saying back when they were in Class B, they almost pulled off an upset at Mount Blue in the first round of the playoffs, just grinding it out like that. So if the Trojans can do that, they could win at Winslow.
But the bottom line still, though, I mean, if Winslow shows up and plays the best they can possibly play, they're just going to be too tough to beat.
Yeah, they've already scored 110 points in two games, and I don't see them slowing down this week.
Yeah, I'm glad they're not on the schedule. They get after you. I watch them as often as I can. I don't miss Coach Littlefield calling defenses against us. No, he brings a lot of pressure, and they really are tough to attack offensively. So, yeah, they're tough.
Big game in the Camel Conference B this week, Bill, is Dirgo and Winthrop Monmouth.
Yeah, no, this should be pretty good, and this is Winthrop Monmouth's home opener, so there'll be a lot of energy there. There was a ton of buzz with this team coming into the season. They've done nothing but lived up to those early season expectations, and, you know, they're undefeated. They're getting a lot of production at the quarterback position, and, you know, the fullback with Alec Brown, he's been giving them some tough yards. I mean, I know Coach Dave St. Hilaire said that he likes where the team is at right now, and I mean, this is another pretty big game. Dirgo had the bye, so it's only played that one game, so numbers are down a little bit there. I think Coach Hersham said they only had about 22 players or so forth. So, and whereas Dave St. Hilaire, I think, you know, he said that one of the big keys for them is, in their two games, they've been able to start an entire separate defensive line and an offensive line, which, you know, as you guys know, in Class D football, that's a huge advantage.
That's actually impressive, because there are not many Class B teams that are able to do that. Even with our bigger enrollments, it's hard. You know, you find one really good lineman, he's probably playing D-tackle and guard or tackle and D-end. Yeah. So if you're able to run two separate units out there, certainly keeping guys fresh. I mean, everyone tries to do that. But in big moments, you go, hey, we got to get our four best D linemen out there. So if they can do that, that's impressive.
Yeah. And in the Little Ten Conference, the big game this weekend is Monadnock at Mount View. Another rematch of a playoff game last year. Both teams are 1-1. With only four teams making the LTC playoffs this year, this could be kind of one of those games that determines who's in and who's out.
Yeah, this will be one where certainly the winner and the loser will probably look back at this one later in the year and go, geez, you know, that would have been nice to have, or thank God we got that one.
Right.
I mean, like you said, with only a few teams making it, I mean, this is a big one for both.
Definitely. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the sidelines this week. BL, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in.
I really appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you next time on Gridiron Grooves.